that big band sound for the Super Bowl intro. That's cool. Hey, this is Jop, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Barbecue Bob, we've been talking about Super Bowl food, which is just one of our favorite things because what it really is it's party food. And this time of year, we get to do it where it's all munchies. We don't have to sit down and throw down a big,
that's right,
big meal.
That's right. And the best part is this year, the Super Bowl will be worth watching.
Right. Yeah.
I'm actually excited.
Right. Yep.
Two great teams.
I
just think that Kansas City is going to have a time. What do you think, Brian? Mr. Producer, Brian Fonger is producing us here. And he's the wizard of the big board, of course, every week for us. And he actually is works for ESPN and Wood Radio and does a lot of sportscasting himself.
Yes. I'm very excited for the Super Bowl as well. It's a unique matchup. Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City.
Oh, my gosh. That guy is amazing.
Everybody's been saying that he reminds everybody of Brett Favre 2.0.
Oh,
right. Kind of a gunslinger.
Yeah.
You know, just throws.
The boy's got wheels.
He does.
And he's a tank. You tell me, when he was busting through and made the touchdown,
yep,
and he's tumbling and spinning,
yeah,
some of that also comes from the fact that everybody's afraid to touch a quarterback, isn't it?
That is true. The rules protect the quarterback.
Because that's not quite right. I think if they're going to break out and run,
yeah,
there's no protection.
Oh, yeah. If he's a runner, all bets are off. I mean, he could get.
But I think they.
But you saw him. You saw him in that last 5 yards. He broke two or three tackles and was able to get in.
And the one guy almost pushed him.
Right. Yeah.
He was like, I'm not touching you.
Right. Yeah. And
so it's a brilliant strategy. How are your quarterbacks that can run?
Right.
Absolutely.
I think he's awesome.
No, he is good.
I spotted him years ago when he started for them, and I said, man, this guy is really something. And I've lost track of him, and then watching the game last weekend, I'm like, yeah, I forgot how good he was.
If I had to choose, I'd take Kansas City right now.
Well,
right?
You know who used to coach for them is Dick Vermeil.
Yes.
And he'll be on next week with us, so we'll get his opinion on that. So, Jop, you got some really cool pork, and I want to say red flannel. What was it?
Waddle.
Red waddle.
Red waddle.
Yeah.
It was red waddle from our friends at Sobey Meats. And
yeah.
It's an heirloom pig, and what that means is commercial pork
it's
has
Kobe.
Been bred for volume.
It's the Kobe.
Right, yeah. It's been bred for volume. Which is, you know, the way the commercial markets work. But this is an heirloom pig, and what it means is there's still more marbling in the meat where your commercial pork doesn't have as much marbling in the loin.
It's heirloom,
and
so he can bring his ancestry back to the Mayflower.
Right, yes, yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, I took that piece you left me, and I cut it up into chops.
Right.
Jop.
Right.
And
because it was bone-in loin,
well,
right?
It was. And a few days prior to that, I was at Sobey, picking up all the steak for men's night,
right,
and I bought 4 stuffed pork chops. He stuffs the pork chops right there, and I baked those for my daughter and her husband.
Right.
I had the little baby Genevieve and the other night, and I'm telling you, that was so good that I took that loin you gave me, and I chopped that up into chops, and then I made a stuffing for on top of it, and this was the exciting part. I'm not a stuffing guy.
Right.
Because most stuffing sucks.
Bland.
Yeah. So what I did was I pulled a loaf of frozen baguette out of the freezer, and I left it on the counter.
That's French for bread.
Yep. I left it on the counter all day, and then I chopped it up with my big madman cleaver and baked those little cubes. I threw it in a bowl and put some.
Did you make like croutons?
Before I did that, I sprinkled it with garlic salt, and then I baked it in the oven for about 40 minutes. So they're nice and big and crispy. And then I put it in a bowl and I mixed together, oh gosh, now I'm not going to be able to think of it. I had chicken broth, a myriad of spices. One of them was nutmeg. And then I put in some dried cranberries, and some pecans.
Okay.
And I chopped up the pecans. And I put in a few other things, too. I can't
celery, onion.
Oh, yes, celery and onion. Thank you. And so I made this slurry, and then I put all these breadcrumbs in there, tumbled it around, and I took big mounds of it and put it on these pre-seasoned chops. I put a little salt and pepper on them, basically.
Right.
And I put the stuffing on top in a big cake pan, ceramic, and I threw them all in the oven. And I baked it until the pork chops were at, like, 143. I turned my oven up to 450, threw it on convection, and toasted it off for about 5 minutes until that topping got golden brown, pulled them out, and that combination of pecans and cranberry. Oh, I put apple in there too. Chopped apple. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was such a beautiful combination. It wasn't the typical Thanksgiving, oh, tastes like every other stuffing.
Right.
This was just a nice little custom thing for a pork chop.
Right.
That's why I wanted the apple and cranberry in there, because it'd be kind of like a chutney with some bread to it.
Right, yeah.
My wife loves stuffing.
Right.
She went nuts.
Yeah. And the chops were good, too.
They were.
This heirloom chop, there's just marbling in it. They're a little more flavorful.
Yep.
Is the way I would, the simple explanation of it.
Yep.
They're good. But
I would tell you, those stuffed pork chops that Sobey sells, and it sounds like a Sobey commercial, but those stuffed pork chops that he sells are just fine on their own.
Right.
They're like $3.49 a pound.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
They're wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. I greased up a skillet. I put some Old World Olive Company garlic oil on the bottom of this skillet. I was at Maggie's house. And preheated her oven to 350, threw those babies in there, and I bet you in 20 minutes they were done.
Right.
145 in the center.
Yeah, don't overcook your pork.
Oh,
it's dry like a hockey puck.
My gosh, they were so good.
Yeah.
Man,
so
there's some Super Bowl.
So back
food.
To the Super Bowl.
okay, any food's good for the Super
right,
Bowl.
Right, but you're everybody does wings, right? And everybody's got their favorite recipe for wings and their favorite sauce. So we're not going to teach you anything about that because you've had wings. You all have. But
well, maybe
I don't know if you do them on the smoker.
Some people haven't.
Right?
Yeah.
And you talked about getting the deep fryer out. Let's talk about that combination.
Well, here's something really cool that one of my barbecue buddies does. He smokes them and then deep fries them.
That's what I want to talk about.
And
right.
that's something else you can do. But if you are smoking them or if you're putting them on your grill, I don't know, you got to smoke them for a couple hours. And then when you do something that sears them and gets that skin crispy.
Right.
And I buy fresh wings
right.
from Sobey. You go to your butcher, buy fresh wings, and then chop them up. Throw the little flipper away.
Right.
Chop them up. Don't get the frozen ones if you can avoid it. You'll notice the difference when you do. They're really good. And then I'm going to just roll them in some – I'm going to probably do the lime EVO from Old World.
Right.
And then I'm going to throw some Memphis rub on them.
Which is a citrus-based barbecue rub as well.
Yeah, it's like pig's butt or pig's ass, I think they call it. Several different Memphis blends. And then I'm going to throw them in the smoker. You can throw them in your oven if you want. An oven's even nicer, actually, especially if you have a convection oven, because you can bake them for an hour, and then you can throw it on convection for about 10 or 15 minutes and really crisp those babies up. And then just serve them like that and have your sauces to dip them in if you want to dip them.
Right.
Or you can spread some sauce on at the last minute as you finish them, or you can do like Big Bob Gibson does down in Decatur, Alabama, and you can get some of that white Alabama barbecue sauce, and you can dip those in the white sauce as you put them on the plate,
right.
and it's not white after 2 seconds. It's black, and it's fantastic. It's akin to ranch dressing. You might even try dipping them in ranch dressing and then setting them on the platter when you're right out of the oven, when they're sizzling hot. Do it like a real man.
It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
I feel like a man. It's Super Bowl time. Thou shalt not inhibit another man's game. So, okay, if your buddy's sweet on somebody, don't be a jerk.
That's right. Don't do it. It's not appropriate.
You don't want him lonely forever.
Nope, you sure don't. So we were talking a little bit about wings. This white sauce, it's a mayo-based sauce,
it is,
right?
And you can go online, look for Big Bob Gibson.
Right.
And that's a famous barbecue guy. Chris Lilly, we've had him on the show before. He's Big Bob's granddaughter's husband. He's now the KCBS champion. You see him on all kinds of food shows. He's a judge very often for Chopped.
Right.
But he's a heck of a guy, and he's got two restaurants in Alabama at least, but big-time competition griller. But Big Bob Gibson, everything's big. Yeah. Big Bob Gibson came up with this white sauce. And when people talk about Alabama barbecue, they very often will say the white sauce.
Right.
Well, it's not a white barbecue sauce you pour on your barbecue. It's a white sauce you dip chicken in.
Okay.
And that's all you do with it.
Wow. That sounds good.
I got some at home if you want some.
Yeah, well, or you can make it probably. Anything's on the internet web, right? But coming up next, make them, don't buy them. Stick with us. We'll be back.